Welcome to the KP Podcast, where we talk about the business of real estate, a podcast about leveraging opportunities, growing your business, and experiencing financial freedom. Here are your hosts, Keith Anderson and Peter Kamboukos.
Welcome, everybody, to the KP Podcast. I'm here with our co-host, Keith. I'm Pete. We're coming to you from the KP Studios over at the Forum. So, Keith, we took a little break from real estate last week, went over our football picks. And by now, I'm sure the Jets are 1-0 by the time this airs. But let's get back into it this week. Let's go back in and talk about some real estate.
First off, they're not losing, or they're not going to beat the Jags. Secondly, okay, I would like to conclude that I got my first pick right, and I said that Cam was not going to be starting week one for the Patriots in our last podcast, and I am correct.
So
Mac Jones is starting. Cam Newton got cut.
So we're moving on from football, and we're going to talk about today. We're going to talk about one of the older kind of lead activities, if you will, open houses. And the question that we're going to be talking about today is, do open houses still work? All right. So a lot of things have changed in the last step, however many years here. Obviously, last year, a lot of open houses got put on hold. But, now you hear people talking about, you've got another generation coming in. Everybody's online and social media. So, Keith, do open houses still work?
Well, Pete, I think my favorite answer to these questions is maybe. And it's consistent in our approach. Yes, they do work. I think everything works in this industry. It just depends on the level and the time and your consistency of the approach. Now, there's a difference between do they still work? Because technically, you could do 100 open houses and find one client out of 100. That technically would mean they still work.
So you're talking about two different things.
Correct.
Which is, how are you doing them? Because I would say unequivocally, yes, they still work.
Yes.
If you're, like you said, if you're doing them correctly, and I think that's a good place to start. Not all open houses are created equal. How many times, in fact, what do we tell agents? We say, you see an open house sign out there when you're out driving around, go in there and see what's going on.
Oh, yeah.
And see what this agent's doing. I can't tell you how many times I have popped in to someone's open house, walk right in, nobody says hi to me, walk around the house, no one even talks to me. They didn't even ask me to sign in, didn't even ask me anything. They have no idea. Walked in, walked out. I'm like, hey, see you later.
Yeah.
So here's what I always say to that. Why is that person there? They got family. They got friends. They got other stuff they'd probably rather be doing. What are they wasting their time sitting there for if they're not even going to talk to me or do anything while I'm there?
Maybe they're
but then they
out.
Could tell people they had an open house, right?
Yeah, they were being productive, or were they being just busy? And I think that's really key, is it's easy to be busy and you lose sight on what production looks like and being productive, period. And so that's what I was kind of getting to with that other point is, yes, open houses do work. Mm-hmm. And everything does work. Like I said, you could do 100 open houses and you get one client out of it, out of 100, it still works. The question I would also like to bring up today that we can tackle is, are open houses still the highest level or the best way to lead gen? Are they still one of the top ways? Like I would say 25 years ago, open houses were pretty much the only way outside of mailing marketing and like the yellow pages and things like that. But now with the interface of the internet and the interface with mobile technology and mobile social media and things like that, we've opened up the world to, there is a ton of different ways now to generate clients. And open houses are one of the old school ways. So are they still one of the top ways to generate clients?
In my opinion, I still think it's one of the better ways, even though it's one of the older ways. Again, if you're doing it right, mm-hmm. You know what I mean? So it all depends, because, let's, the reason I think that it still works is whenever you're trying to reach out to somebody or lead gen in a certain way, what are you ultimately trying to do? You're trying to connect with somebody. You're trying to connect with a potential client. And a lot of times in the open house, you get to skip a lot of steps and you're already face to face. They're already there with you.
Oh yeah.
You already can start building some of that rapport. You get to, skip the setting an appointment, trying to get them on the phone, reach them through social media. They're already there. And so, yeah, it's an old school way, but if done correctly, can still be one of the best ways. And a lot of it depends, like you said, on the individuals and how they're doing it. So with that, I want to talk about differences in the way open houses are done with some. Now, yeah. Before we get into that, I don't know how many people know these numbers out there. Okay. So Keith, I'm going to ask you to guess. On average, we'll say here in the Phoenix market, because these are some of the numbers I looked at. What do you think is the average number of sign-ins, people coming through the open house that are legitimately signing in? How many sign-ins do you think it takes to get one deal on average in this industry, in this market?
On average in our industry?
Mm-hmm. In the Phoenix market.
Ooh, so I got to take our team's open houses out of the question and like what we've been teaching and training, because mm-hmm. I would say 80% of open houses out there don't operate the way we do, I'd probably say. So I'm going to say like 40. I'm going to go with 40.
Man, they wish it was 40.
They wish it was 40. It's worse than 40?
It's worse than 40.
Now, I do know of a couple agents that I've met in the past, and they have told me about the amount of open houses they've done and the limited amount of deals they received from them. Mm-hmm. And that shook me, Pete. Like, I got shook a few times. Yeah. So if it's not 60.
It's close. You're right in the middle. The average out there right now, number that I'm seeing is about 50.
50 sign-ins. So so Pete, you're telling me that 50 individuals, 50 couples, 50 families, they mm-hmm. Walked into an open house, said, hey, this looks nice. I want to check it out. I'm looking for a home. And one of those became a transaction?
That's it. And those are the 50 people that bothered or you actually got to sign in. Now, why do we bring this up?
Before you even get into that, my next question comes down to the fact that how many open houses did it take to get 50 sign-ins as well?
Bingo. And this is the reason why sometimes agents shy away from open houses, or why some of them think maybe open houses aren't such a good lead source, right? If I've got to get 50 sign-ins just to get one deal, and how much traffic am I getting? If I can't do that, the traffic part correctly, is that 5 open houses? 10 open houses? Yeah. I don't know. 20. You know, I don't know how many it takes for them.
Does that mean that you're pretty much getting to, if we focus on two major percentage statistics to work on, then we can get to a more effective and higher operating open house? Because technically 1 out of 50 is not the number that people should be hitting.
No.
That is really bad. It's terrible. And at the same time, if the average open house only brings in 5 people, let's say, mm-hmm. that's also a number that needs to grow.
So that's also terrible.
You can also expand. So in my opinion, you should be getting north of 20 people per open house.
Yep.
And your percentage of people that you sign at an open house, 1 out of 8 is more realistic for something that you should be able to pull 2 to 3 clients out of an open house, every open house in my mind, that turned into a transaction.
Yeah. I mean, that'd be really good. I think, you know, that number that we're talking about when we're looking at our team, like you said, and this is kind of why we want to get into the differences with doing open houses, is, you know, there's better ways to do it. You know, so when we're looking at an average here in the Phoenix market of 50 sign-ins versus the average of the way we teach it and what is on our team, which is about 10.
Yeah.
That's a big difference.
Yeah.
That's it's massive. Big difference. And like you said, the traffic matters too. So you should be getting, like you said, I would say at least one deal out of each open house, if not more.
Minimum.
If not more.
I think a great agent that knows how to do it and have really rocked this system, they can get two out of each open house, I think. Yeah. I think that's it might not be a deal in the next 90 days. But that's a deal that comes around 6 months from now. Mm-hmm. You know, one of those will be a longer term, like, hey, we were just looking. And here's the other thing, buying and selling. There's a lot of listings that come out of open houses. People don't think about that.
And I would say, just like you said, if you've got two that come out of there, maybe one's longer term. But the other great thing about open houses is they tend to be
right away.
Yeah. So people that are looking to do something now. Because this is the way I think about it. Is look at it. In this day and age where people can find a lot of information online, this is somebody that was interested enough or cared enough or is far enough in the process to maybe see your signs or find your open house online, either drive to it because they saw it online or saw the signs and made a turn when they weren't expecting to, mm-hmm. came into your house, talked to you, gave you some info. Like, that's a lot of interest right there. Yeah. And I always remind people, like, hey, these people are probably buying a house in the next 30 to 60 days. They're going to buy it with somebody. It should probably be you.
Yeah. And then I want to amplify that even further. We're in Arizona, guys. It's the summer. It's 110 degrees outside. if a neighbor walks from their house to that open house to check it out in 110 degrees and they're not actively thinking about selling their house, I don't know what you're doing. Like, that doesn't even make sense to me. Interest. You don't do that. Like, you just don't. If you're buying a house actively, the only thing that makes sense is that you're buying soon, or you don't stop on the way to lunch. You don't stop on the way to work to check out an open house unless you're seriously thinking about pulling the trigger. That's it.
So I think what I want to go over today is, you know, this is not the rest of this podcast is not about how exactly do we do our open houses, but what we want to hit on is the key points that I think a lot of agents miss with the setup and the mindset of their open houses. And what I mean by that is from the get-go, okay, the very first question and the very first thing we talk about and what agents to think about is, why do you hold an open house? Why do you hold an open house?
Yeah, what's the point?
What's the point? What's the goal of holding this open house? And what do we typically hear agents say? To get leads.
I need leads.
And we say wrong. Absolutely wrong. Getting leads, if you can see my air quotes right now, from your open house, that's the last priority. That's the default. When we're doing an open house, Keith, when you and I were out there pounding the pavement doing these open houses, what were we doing at the open houses?
I was picking up clients.
We were picking up clients. We were going to get deals.
Yep.
Okay.
I want a contract that day.
We're trying to get a contract. We're trying to find somebody that we're going to put in a deal. And if we couldn't find somebody that we were working with right then we're setting an appointment. We're going to go show houses tomorrow.
Yep.
Or the next day.
Or current day.
Or yeah. Well, that's the first thing.
Yeah.
I would say number two, you know, number one is let's go see the houses now. Let's go. And just so everybody knows, Keith, have you and I done open houses and put people on contract that very same day?
Multiple times.
Absolutely.
Not even once, multiple times. And in fact, my favorite feeling at an open house is when I get to leave and lock the door and put a sign on it that says, hey, sorry, out with clients, be back at 5, whatever. And the key is I close that open house because the only reason I'm there is to get a client. So if I can leave that open house with the client I came to get, my objective is complete. I finished that day. I won that day.
That's it. So we kind of, to talk about that part, we reorder that. Hey, you're there to find a deal, find a client that day. If you can't do, that's objective number one. You can't get that. Then objective number two is you're setting an appointment with that client to go show houses next day, 2 days later, whatever it is. Then your third and backup option, if you can't get any of those done, then you've got a lead. And I think that's the very first thing people need to shift in their mind is you're not going to go do this open house. I'm not going to go take time away from my family on a weekend just to go get leads. If I'm going to do that, I'm going to go find a client. I'm going to go find a transaction.
So Pete, no, we do things differently. And I think that's important. So let's go through a couple of these things just in general, just overview things that define what makes a little bit of an open house different. Because I know when we're setting things up, it's the same setup every time. It's a system. It's a process. It's exactly what we need to do. And we're doing it at a high level every time. We're not just going off the cuff. I know a lot of agents, and here's kind of the story that I would say is, I know a lot of agents that are out there that'll be like, oh, this looks nice. Let me go call the agency if I can just go hold it open for an hour or two tonight. There's no preparation. You're wasting your time. Mm-hmm. It would be better if you went home and made phone calls for 2 hours. You're going to get a way better connectivity rate. You're going to talk to a lot more people and it's going to work out.
Right.
When we do open houses, we look for things that are early on the market and we look for things that we know we can push marketing wise that people haven't seen yet. Like that's our biggest focus. And we spend the whole week prepping for that weekend's open house. Yep. You don't just throw it together last second.
Absolutely. Like you said, a lot of preparation. Is it a new property? Is it in an area I want? Is it the price point that I want? Is it something I can drive traffic to? How am I going to drive traffic to that? And like you said, there's a system that is in place that's done the exact same way every single time for maximum results. So like I said, we don't want to dive into all the details on all of that, but it gives you an idea of this is how we're picking a property, how we're preparing that week, and then kind of going into the last part of that preparation, which ties into what are we doing at the house. Part of that preparation is what we're doing, or what we're going there to do, which we talked about, is to find clients that day, find deals that day, take somebody out of there, go to another property. So Keith, give people a brief idea on what are we doing there? How are we doing that? Or how do we prepare for that?
I think the biggest thing that people have to understand is we're asking for the business. That's the number one thing. Mm-hmm. If you leave a conversation without asking for the business, you did it wrong. Let's just have that in the back of your mind always. Okay. A client's there's someone walks in the door. My goal is to objectively get them as a client. I want to build a relationship and get them out as a client. Now, the only way to do that is to engage quickly and engage often throughout the process with a basis of, I don't have to sell necessarily that house. I need to find what they're looking for, do what I need to do in order to get there. Now, we teach a lot of other things like partner open houses and where to put the table and things that you're doing that. Yeah, different ways to open up those conversations. But at the end of the day, the main thing you have to remember, I'm not sitting in the back of the room letting them sign in, saying, hi, check out the house, and letting them leave. I'm trying everything I can to provide value to them so they leave knowing, hey, we're going to go see houses with Keith this weekend. Mm-hmm. Or, hey, this is an awesome agent. This is the difference we've been looking for help. Like, that's the key. You have to stand out. You have to be different. They might have gone in 3 other open houses this weekend.
Yeah, they probably
What makes
did.
You different?
Yours is probably not the only open house they came into. But I think it's important, a couple of the key points you hit there. You always have to remember when we're talking about clients, they either have a problem that you are going to help them solve, or they have a goal that they're trying to attain. Remember, this is ultimately what you're trying to do. And you can't be afraid, like you said, to figure out what that is. How are you going to help these people if you don't know what they're trying to do? Yeah. What is the goal they're trying to achieve, or what is the problem they're trying to solve? You have to figure that out. Now, just to be clear with everybody though, are you saying that when somebody walks in our open house, we're just on them right at the door, we're pestering them, we're staying on top of them? Are you following them like 2 inches behind them around the whole house? How's that?
Yeah, I actually take a Nerf gun and I follow them around the house, blasting them left and right.
So. You grab a leash, you throw it on your, you ain't going anywhere.
Shot collar.
Is that how you do it?
I beat them up into submission. No, you don't. You got to be tactful. I think that's the difference. Is there's a difference between being assertive and confident in your conversation and being overbearing. No one wants an overbearing. When you go into a store and they're like, hey, what can I help you with? Where do I take you? Like, where do I go? Every single time they say the same thing. I'm good. I'm just looking. And they walk away. It's the same thing in open house. They don't want to be bothered. Even if they need a ton of help, they just don't want to be bothered. You got to warm it up. That's where we can work on, you know, communication skills and just character skills to where you can hit different elements. You got to find that problem or figure out that goal. That's the whole point. So the conversation has to somewhere at some point in time get there. Now, it might be in the first couple minutes they give it to you, or you let them walk the house and you find it out 5 to 10 minutes later. But at the end of the day, if you can't figure out what the problem they're having is or the goal they're trying to reach, then you failed as an objective to get them to become your client. Right. They're not going to work with you unless you figure that out.
So just to summarize that portion, like you're saying, and just so everybody understands, you know, we've got, it's kind of like you said, you walk into a retail store, somebody comes up to you, you know, most people are just going to say, you know, I don't need any help, I'm just looking, whatever, even if they need help. And so you've got to get through that, knowing that. So you got to have that initial conversation. You know, you're not pestering people or following them around 2 inches behind them. But before they leave, at some point in that process, that's where you got to do what Keith's talking about. And now be assertive and find out those items there. But, you know, you're doing it in a tactful way. And this is, you know, there's whole training things that go into that. But it's important to realize that needs to be done before they leave.
Yeah. Right? I agree. And I think it just goes full circle, guys. Like, open houses are one of the oldest lead generation techniques because it's worked for years and years and years, mm-hmm. and it's been perfected. The biggest thing is don't reinvent the wheel.
Right.
Take a little bit of what we're talking about. And again, I still believe we might not do the best open house out there. Someone else might do it even better. In fact, every time I see a new video or a new technique, I'm like, wow, that would be great. I want to add that or implement it. It doesn't have to be one size fits all. It's whatever works for you at the highest level, as long as you're doing the same base standards. And so that's the other thing that we can chat about real quick. How much does really an open house cost to do, Pete?
Well, it can be very cost effective depending on, you know, if you've got your own signs or you can borrow them from your brokerage team or your team. But yeah, if you've got that, other than that,
time,
I was going to say time, some printouts, you know, not much.
I think about it and I hear across the industry sometimes I'm like, I hear a lot of agents complaining about referral fees or they complain about paying for leads or, you know, big giant marketing campaigns with flyers or social media ads. And I'm thinking about all this stuff. And I was like, if you're so frustrated with some of that stuff, go do an open house.
Right.
It's free.
Because at the end of the day, it always goes back to those real estate conversations.
Same thing.
Face-to-face real estate conversations, figuring out what that problem is or what their goal is and working on that. Yeah. And that all that to be said. So like he's saying, very cost-effective way, can be, if done correctly, extremely effective way of lead generation. And part of that goes in with the remainder of the plan. You know, you go in there with a plan of, okay, we've talked about all this stuff so far, and now you've talked to this person and you're finding something out. What are you doing with them? Like, what are you going to do with them at that point? You know, we're saying that, okay, we're going to put them in contract. You're going to try to see if you can get the contract that day. Well, how do you make that happen? That's a big leap.
Yeah. And I mean, that's pretty much an entire another lesson for another day.
We can't go into all of the details there, but with that point is make sure that you have a plan, you know, and obviously that's something that we go off of. Okay. What are you talking to them about? How much do you know about the neighborhood? How much do you know about everything else that's on the market? What can you do from there? Are you prepared to do something at that point? You've engaged them. And now let's say you're there in a position to potentially help them. How are you going to do that? You know, make sure that you've thought this through beforehand and planned for this. Plan for the success. The success is I've got somebody here. I can help them. How do I do it? You know, what do I got to do now? Don't go in there and somebody goes, yeah, this is what I'm looking for. And you're like, okay, great. I'll give you a call in a couple of days. You know, what go in there with the plan.
I mean, it coincides with a lot of the stuff we've talked about in the past too is, hey, you know, real estate is a combination of a lot of different things, doing a lot of things consistently and a lot of efforts. You never want to pigeonhole yourself into one certain thing. Like, I'm not saying go out and make open houses the only thing you do. I think that's not the best route, but I do think it should be one of your big three. Choose it as one of your big three. And I'm telling you, an open house is a balance to a great real estate business. And it would be my personal one of my big three. It would be one of Pete's here. Yep. I can know that confidently. There are a lot of different ways. There's probably 25 different ways that you can generate business in real estate as an agent, as a team, and so forth. If you're a team leader out there, promote open houses. It helps new agents grow their business, and it also helps experienced agents take their business to the next level. But I think it should be in everybody's big three. I think this is one of the oldest tools in the book. It's one of the oldest lead gen activities, and it is still working today because it is so good.
And it's, you know, kind of sum it up. Yes, they still work if done correctly, and they can be one of the quickest ways to get clients and transactions. This is not typically somebody that's 6 months out. These are typically folks that are looking now or in the next 30 days or so. And it's one of the most cost-effective ways. So at the end of the day, like you said,
yeah,
get some training on it, find out the best ways, look at those best practices out there, but man, even in this day and age, this still works great if done correctly.
Awesome. Well, guys, appreciate you spending some time with us today. We will see you guys in a couple weeks, and we look forward to our next meeting. Again, follow us on Instagram, Facebook, and on YouTube. And please like and review our podcast. We're continuing to try and get this out to more people and just give good value and good content to help everybody grow their business. So appreciate everybody, and we will see you guys in a couple weeks.
See you guys. We'll be right back.